Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sean, Buffalo Wild Wings says it is exploring the possibility of offering sports wagering at its restaurants. First off, your reaction to this exploration by the restaurant chain?
Well, they join a lot of other corporations in trying to get a cut and a piece of sports betting. So, we have two big questions in New York, and one is, will New York allow sports betting on professional teams? And then the second is, where will the betting be able to take place? So, Tom, you see the interest groups are lining up. The casinos like Del Lago are saying, let's have it, but only at casinos. The racinos, which is the racetrack casinos like Batavia Downs or Erie County Fairgrounds or Tioga, they're all for it, but they want it only at racinos. And now we're seeing a national chain, Wild Wings Corporation, which is owned by Arby's Restaurant. I'm understanding that Dave and Buster's is talking about trying to get on it. But it's really all about these companies want to see if they can take a cut of casino gambling. And they're all kind of trying to box out underneath the basketball hoop saying, this is my turf. I want to get here first.
Obviously, the first step is for New York to legalize sports betting. So how are things going in Albany as far as getting sports betting legalized?
Well, it's we can't legalize it without a regulatory framework. And that goes to that question of where will betting be, who will allow it. We're oversaturated with casinos in New York State. And hardly any of the casinos are bringing in the revenues that were projected. So they're all pushing really hard to make people come to the casinos, to bet. You may remember a few months ago, Major League Baseball and the National Football League came into New York and tried to get us to pass a series of laws that would allow them to take a cut themselves, which, they were calling the integrity fee. It's a big public policy question, but we don't want it to turn into a money grab where, the people with the highest paid lobbyists are going to be the ones who are going to be allowed to sports gambling in New York State.
If sports gambling is legalized in New York State, how likely would you be in favor of a Buffalo Wild Wings allowing to have sports wagering?
Not very. I've just asked your listeners. Remember, it says Buffalo in the title, but it's got nothing to do with Buffalo. It's just Arby's, who has another fast food chain called Wild Wings. So I'm not looking to have sports betting in McDonald's, in Burger King, or Chuck E. Cheese's. So it's highly unlikely we're going to allow it to go to national fast food chains.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.